My name's John King, and I'm a partner in the Syracuse area law firm of Scalero, Fetter, Grisanti, McGill, and King. Our firm provides comprehensive legal services to individuals, professionals, and business clients throughout New York State, Pennsylvania, and Florida. We have several offices in central and western New York, as well as an office in Stuart, Florida. This episode of Planning for the Future is part of our series on estate planning. As you might imagine, this podcast is not intended as legal advice. You need to speak with a lawyer about your own individual situation for that. Rather, our goal is to introduce you to some of the concepts, terminologies, and techniques used in estate planning so that when you meet with your estate planning lawyer, you have a bit of a head start on understanding the planning process. In our earlier podcasts, we've talked a little bit about wills, revocable trusts, the difference between probate and non-probate assets, and some of the other estate planning documents that you should have in place as part of a comprehensive estate plan. In this podcast, we'll talk about the question, what happens if I don't have a will? Well, the good news, if you don't have a will, is that the New York State Legislature has drafted a will for you, and that controls the disposition of your probate assets and the appointment of someone to administer your estate. The bad news, if you don't have a will, is that the New York State Legislature has drafted a will for you that controls the disposition of your probate assets and the appointment of someone to administer your estate. Not surprisingly, New York's rules governing intestacy generally provide that an individual's probate assets pass to his or her nearest family members, such as a spouse, children, or parents. The problem with not having a will is that you've given up all control over your estate, including who will inherit your assets, how they should inherit them, and who will be involved to administer your estate. With a will, you can designate who receives your estate, how and when they receive it, what conditions are attached, and who will be responsible to see to it that your estate is properly administered. In addition, if you have minor children, in your will you can designate the individual or individuals that you would want to have act as their guardians if neither parent is living. Did you know that under New York law, if you're married and have children and you die intestate, meaning without a will, your spouse inherits the first $50,000 of your probate estate, but that all the rest of your probate assets are divided between your spouse, who receives one half, and your children, who share the other half? Most people I've worked with wouldn't consider that this is an optimal plan. Being unprepared regarding your estate plan doesn't stop with not having a will. What about an up-to-date beneficiary designation for your life insurance or IRA? If there isn't a beneficiary designation in place, or maybe the named beneficiary is no longer alive, the terms of the insurance contract or the IRA custodial arrangement control who inherits these non-probate assets. In this case, insurance contracts often say that the insurance is paid to the estate of the insured. An IRA may be payable to the owner's spouse or children or to his or her estate. The point is that if you don't have an up-to-date beneficiary designation or a will, you've given control of your affairs to someone else. These results could cause significant legal and tax problems that might otherwise be easily avoided. The key takeaway from this discussion is that you need to take control of your plan rather than just being satisfied with the simplistic plan provided by the rules governing intestacy. I hope this podcast has been informative. If you have any questions about this or any of our other podcasts, please feel free to contact any of the attorneys in the Estate Planning and Wealth Preservation Practice Group at the law firm of Scalero, Fetter, Grisanti, McGill, and King. We can be reached through our website at scalero.com or by telephone at 315-471-8111.